Tomorrow is what is known as Bloomsday. It's a literary conceit. June 16th is the day on which all the action unfolds in the James Joyce novel Ulysses. The story is set in Dublin. Fans of Ulysses mark the day with drinking, readings from the book, some more drinking, and discussions of what exactly the author was trying to say. And that is where commentator Scott Hewler comes in. He's going to celebrate this Bloomsday by officially giving up trying to read Ulysses.
Joyce published Ulysses on his 40th birthday. I turned 41 this year, and I figure if I've put in as many years trying to read it as Joyce spent writing it, I've done what I can. I've tried hard. Every time I go on vacation, some friend who swears by Ulysses convinces me to lug along that paperback tome. They attach an almost mystical importance to slogging through the book, to reaching its famous final words. Yes, I said, yes, I will, yes. I've never reached them. I can read the beginning. I'm with Buck Mulligan in his shave, I'm with him borrowing money, and then I'm lost. I have started Ulysses so often that the front cover has come off my copy. For a while I thought it was me. I have no advanced degree, and I am in truth something of a bonehead. But then I noticed, in the pantheon of great big books one is supposed to read, Ulysses is the only one I can't. I read Tolstoy, loved him. I devoured Melville, on my own, not even in a class. I read Dickens and even waded through Pynchon, though I didn't get much of it. But with Ulysses, nothing. I claim it's not me. I claim this book is just too hard to read. And so I give up. And when I leave for the beach this year and someone presses that doleful black monolith on me, I will say no, I say no, I won't, no.
Author Scott Hewler has written three books that people do understand. He lives in Nashville and comes to us by way of member station WPLN.